Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. A little bit of a different show this week. Belly up to the bar as it's happy hour on the podcast. We're joined by Joe Yusia, Maren Herrera, and Craig Hickman, the hosts of the IT for Whiskey podcast. This is a show by three MSPs and longtime friends who are doing their own podcast and dispensing a unique blend of solid business advice for MSPs, or really any business, and their insights into fine whiskeys. We'll talk about their unique relationship dynamic, why they're choosing to do a podcast to share some of their experience running an IT business, and of course, the question you're all asking right now, what does whiskey have to do with any of this? So let's get right to it as we sit down with the gang from IT for Whiskey. Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Yep. Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, no worries. My pleasure. I guess to throw it open, this will be territory that's obviously familiar to folks who've caught your podcast, but perhaps we could rehash and recover how you guys met and how this connection came to be in the first place.
Well, it's really interesting, actually, how we all met at an event several years ago. And the event is, we still attend the event to this day because there's a lot of value in it. It's hosted by Channel Co. in the U.S. And we were in the same boardroom together for several days in a row. And these boardrooms usually have a dozen, two dozen people in them. But the three of us kind of connected we really clicked at right out of the gates. And one of the things that kind of connected Myron and I mean, we were sitting beside each other, and I got up. Dado was doing a presentation, and I don't know if you remember this, Myron, and I smashed one of the laptops as a part of the demonstration. And he recorded it and sent it to me. So that was instant. We kind of instantly kind of connected there on the first day, and we just always chatted. Craig, on the other hand, was on the other side of the room. And
he was the
noisy still connected.
One.
We connected with him because he was as vocal as the two of us.
Right, exactly.
So it was the three of us kind of almost running that room, and we spent the time together at that event. You know, I will say in a very PG way, that very night, Craig and I spent some quality time in a hot tub. We had some hot tub time. Yes, we did. But while we were on the phone, with our family back home, how's that? That being said, it was just kind of the three of us really clicked at that event, and we had met at a subsequent event after that. And what happened out of it was we kind of said, all right, we should really leverage this mind share that we have. And we started up with something as simple as a WhatsApp chat channel, just chatting, and then it evolved into a, hey, we should do a monthly call. And then Myron had the idea. It was you that had the idea.
It was Myron's idea.
Yep. For the podcast? Absolutely. It was 100% your idea. Okay. He pushed it for a few months, and we were going back and forth. And in all honesty, I didn't understand the value of it at the beginning. But once he explained it, I said, oh, actually, this is a really good idea. We finally convinced Craig after several months. It took a while and a little bit of booth, but it worked out in the end. And so we
got some help from his wife. Remember?
That's right.
It was my wife that said that I should do this with them. She was the convincing factor of it all.
So here we are. We've just finished recording a bunch of episodes. We got some more that are in final cut to be launched, and it's been a fantastic journey so far. That's basically how we met.
So it was November of 2017, if I remember, that this all came together. Yeah. And I remember the room because Alan was our moderator at that time, and there were rules in the room, and I kept breaking them, and I kept being reprimanded.
But
that's what came about.
Did you say 2017?
Yes.
I think he's got the dates wrong.
I think it was 2016?
Yeah.
No, buddy. It was more like, I think it was 2015.
All right, well.
And it was actually March.
This is called time travel, and I'm sorry. Things have happened since then.
Rob, just stop them, Rob, because they'll go forever.
They'll go forever. It really sounds like this started as sort of the most informal mastermind group ever coming together in a way.
It could be.
Yeah, and I will say this. It started off as a couple of three guys that got along.
Well, let me cut you off. And so some of the things that happened was that after we kept going to those events, there were other people that wanted to join the call. Mm-hmm. And we were getting so personal on our monthly call that we really didn't want to let other people into it. But we felt like, you know, these guys are friends of ours and, you know, guys and girls and you know, how do we get them involved? So, that's where the idea, let's do a podcast. We can talk about topics that they're interested in, mm-hmm. or that we feel that those MSPs or IT providers that are starting, the things that they would struggle with, and how can we provide those years of hard, you know, hard knock that we went through, mm-hmm. So that way they don't have to go through it. And that's really where it came from.
And so in addition to our podcast, we still have our monthly call.
Absolutely.
And what's interesting is we've evolved from just the monthly call to ad hoc calls here and there. When there's something that's up, we'll just pick up the phone and call each other. And the way, you know, I have a business partner here as Myron does as well at his respective companies. And they kind of love the benefit of this relationship because I now have the way I kind of look at it. I don't know if you guys would agree with this, but I kind of look at this as you guys are almost like a board of directors for me that I don't have to pay for.
Yeah.
Think about it.
You haven't seen my bill yet?
You know, everything in Texas is much bigger, so I'm afraid of that bill.
That's right.
So it really, and it goes back and forth. We help each other, and there's been business we've done together as well, and transactions supporting each other as well. And to be very frank with you, it's nothing that's going to make or break our businesses individually, but as a whole, we are able to take care of our customers more efficiently. But more importantly is, and I use this word a lot on this podcast, and I hope it doesn't get, you know, lose its value, but it really is the mind share. It's incredible.
I was waiting for the word fantastic because that's Joe's it's word.
Fantastic.
That's the other key word.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So it's interesting. A show like this, you know, I often think of it as something that would come from a traditional media company, that would come from an MSP centric vendor that's looking to build, build mindshare, and thought leadership. for its own brand by sharing the kind of best practices and lessons learned, the kind of stuff that you guys do all the time. I guess I'm fascinated by kind of what you guys see this as and you know, why this is doing this and sharing this with the community is a priority for you guys.
Well, you know, again, it's the, when I started the MSP, you know, what, like 16 years ago, whatever the number of years ago it was, I wished I had someone that I can, or something that I can listen to that would help me get through some of the struggles that we went through at the beginning. Simple things, you know. We have an episode that talks about cash flow, you know, and we talk about how, you know, how to, you know, take credit card payments and who cares if we're losing, you know, the 2% in interest, you know, because of the credit card transaction, but you get the money up front and what that does to help you, you know, all these little things that really, it took me, you know, it took us, you know, maybe a year or 2 years to figure that out. I think we're providing that and almost to a, you know, a way of giving back to the community.
Plus, I think we enjoy it.
And we enjoy it.
That's a good time.
Well, there's definitely a variable of entertainment for us, at least for me there is. I love listening to you kind of go on about things. But I will say that I saw that smirk there, Craig. I know what that means. But I will say that, you know, thought leadership is fantastic way of wording it, because it really, you have three MSPs. We have three different perspectives. We ironically face the exact same challenges. We're geographically separated, so we never will compete realistically. Yeah. And so because of that, we can be completely open, candid, and honest with each other to the degree that we share our intellectual property with each other amongst the three of us. They, if they need, like, do you have a template for this type of a contract? Sure, here you go. I'll give it to you. I paid the lawyers whatever to create that, and then they'll convert it into their local legalese, if you will.
Right.
There was a, there's a, one of the new podcasts that, that haven't been released yet, but it talks about doing employee reviews.
Right.
And so, yeah, so here's a little bit of foreshadowing for you. There's a podcast coming out that's going to be talking about customer reviews. And the customer reviews, employee reviews. Mm-hmm. And the employee review process and how, you know, we do it and what we've learned and what the importance of these, the employee reviews are, et cetera. And we go into great detail about that to the degree that we actually even in the podcast announce if you really want a copy of our documents or however we do it, you want us to kind of explain it to you one-on-one, just give us a call. We'll help you at no charge. It's not like we're trying to make money from this. It really is paying it forward for us. That truly is what the whole, reason is behind this.
And the podcast itself is formatted, and it's pretty digestible. At a, it typically weighs in at about a half hour, I think, with a single topic that is loosely discussed around. The conversation tends to expand a little bit beyond it. But you've touched on some of the topics, obviously, that are out there already in terms of cash flow and the importance of cash flow and how you manage cash flow. Recent episodes have covered things like, you know, why it's important to network, which is kind of on point, given the networking sort of created this very thing, and a recent episode on, you know, funny you slipped there and said customer reviews, because I think that's the most recent episode that I caught was
that's right,
was the one on how and when to tell a customer goodbye, and it's funny because having been around this industry for a while, I've had a few of these. Well, I can't say I've had a few of these conversations. I've been privileged to sit on the periphery of a few of these conversations at bars, at various conferences with VARs and MSPs, kind of shooting some of this stuff around. And the podcast very much does come off like that kind of, you know, after hours at the conference, it's 9 or 10 o'clock and we've had a few drinks and it's time to drop the kimono a bit and chat about what's really going on.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Spot on.
Craig, why don't you tell them a little bit about why we incorporated whiskey?
Well, I think we were talking about doing the podcast, and I was like, well, that sounds great, but that sounds a little boring. So I think I was like, well, I have a domain name that I've been wanting to use. And so I was like, I get a lot of requests for help, and I had this idea. I was like, well, I could do IT for whiskey. So you would essentially hire me, and I would base the what you needed done on the quality of the whiskey that you would buy me. So I had the domain name already. So I was like, well, let's just call it IT for Whiskey and we'll do a podcast, talk about business and technology, and then we'll just throw whiskey in it as well. And so, and we all three like whiskey. And we've all learned from all three of us. Each one of us has learned different things about whiskey since the three of us have come together with it. Yeah. And
so if we could take a quick moment to pause in spirit, mind the pun, in spirit of your brain, of the brainchild, Craig, that came up with the IT for Whiskey concept and theme. What are you boys drinking today?
So I'm drinking a Glenlivet Master Distillers Reserve. I'm actually in our Dominican Republic office, and this bottle is sitting here in the office. So I'm drinking whatever was here.
It's ready for you.
Few choices.
How about yourself, Craig?
I have broken out my bottle of Yellow Spot after listening to Joe ooh and ah about it for 2 weeks now. So I broke my bottle out, and that's what I'm drinking right now is Yellow Spot aged 12 year.
Yeah,
because that's
So those episodes with the Yellow Spot hasn't come out yet, but that you'll hear that in our future episodes.
We'll find out about that real soon.
And I will say that as Craig mentioned, we learned a lot about each other and our businesses, but same with whiskeys. Prior to meeting Craig, I was very anti-bourbon, and I was a pro-Scotch guy, and that's all I liked. And I will say Craig has broadened my horizons, and now I do like a couple of bourbons. But more importantly, the Irish whiskeys, I've got this new respect for Irish whiskeys, and I tried Yellow Spot for the first time a few weeks ago, and I, yes, really do like it. It's definitely up there now on my top five list.
He just likes a little bit.
Oh, I love it. It's such a great whiskey. And so, you know, today I'm drinking this brand new Dalwhinnie that I found at our LCBO in Ontario called the Distiller's Edition. It's an 18-year-old Dalwhinnie, and it's got a really beautiful black label. But it comes in a nice black box. And I don't know, Rob, have you ever tried the LCBO delivery service?
I have not, no.
It is so convenient. Wednesday afternoon at 5 o'clock, I said, oh, you know what? I need a couple of bottles. I've got an event I'm going to this weekend. And I said, I should pick up a couple of things. And, you know, I saw this bottle online. I said, oh, add to cart. Looks great. And it showed up this morning at the office. And some of the stuff, it wasn't available anywhere near me. I had to either go to Pickering or downtown Toronto to the flagship store to get it because it's the only locations that carried it. But in this scenario, I just click an order and it shows up. It was such a great service. Anyway, so
Craig doesn't like that because he doesn't get that service in Indiana.
I don't have the ability here in this blue state.
Yeah, well, it's a little uptight sometimes, I guess. I don't know.
We just now can buy alcohol on Sunday.
Wow. It's okay.
Amazing.
We couldn't buy beer in supermarkets until 2 months ago, so don't worry about it.
Well, you're catching up.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm surprised to hear that anyone has more regressive liquor laws than Ontario, considering, as right. Joe points out, the situation we were in until very recently.
Yes. So how about yourself, Rob? What are you drinking?
So I'm also going with the bourbon side of things. Just happened to have a little bit of Woodford Reserve hanging around after a camping weekend with the boys. So that seems quite appropriate on this Friday afternoon as we record this.
I do like Woodford.
I do like Woodford.
I think it's a great bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can buy a bottle of Woodford here for $17.
You can't hear.
$17.
I think you might get the.
Yeah,
I
think you can.
No, full size bottle, $17.
He's close. He's close to the source.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. There you go.
Close enough that I can't get the good stuff. I don't get it, but oh well.
So we're out there. I think it's close to 10 episodes have aired, somewhere around that. How's the reaction been? Have you found picking up an audience, and you know, where do you see it at now?
Yeah, so part of my business, I do a lot of events across the country, and where there's other MSPs, and I've come across a few that listen to the podcast and like, hey, you know, it's great, you know, and they've recommended a few topics to talk about. So I've gotten feedback that way. In LinkedIn, there's been some chatter whenever we've posted up the next episode. And in terms of people listening, I think we have about 300 subscribers at this point, it shot up basically about by 200 in the last month. So it's been pretty quick. So it's fun.
Excellent.
And I will say that some of the feedback, you know, we've had some, the chatter on LinkedIn has been, I think, the most informative for me, where we've had some fairly influential people in the industry, like Rob Ray, for example, and he endorsed it and said, you know, I was listening to the first episode on a Friday afternoon. I quickly got hooked and I couldn't stop listening. I went through them all kind of thing. And that's seems to be like a common theme.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Rob Ray. Thank you for being a loyal listener. I appreciate it. But you know, it seems to be a common theme that we get that kind of feedback. You know, I listened to the first one. I kind of liked the theme. I liked the candor, and it's just been growing that way. And the numbers are, considering it's only been a few months that we've started this formally and publishing mm-hmm. the podcast, the pickup and take on has been pretty, you know what? It's better than I thought it would be. And the feedback is more positive than anticipated. So, we're clearly on the right path, but I believe, and my theory is that it's still in its absolute infancy. I'd like to see where this goes.
A little early.
I think we're just starting to get our groove in within the recordings and stuff like that as well. We struggled with a lot of stuff before in the first few episodes, and now we just kind of have a better groove at it. Right, Craig?
The groove is definitely better. I think when we get on together, we have a better understanding of what it is that we need to focus on. Because in the beginning, we would just totally go off topic and get out of control. We'd have to edit the thing down. But yeah. And mostly that was Joe, but for my side, I have a lot of peers that are not in my industry, mm-hmm. and they have enjoyed it because there's a lot of things we talk about that cross business.
Yeah.
So even though we're in technology and MSP, there are people that have businesses that can learn from the cash flow, the customers, all that stuff. It can be used for other things other than technology.
Yeah. I've had customers that listen to the podcast as well and have provided feedback and saying the same thing, that although it's not something that that is directly related to them, but they can relate, and it gives them a little bit more insight of the things that we have to struggle through to be able to provide them the services that we do, that's a bonus for us.
I think one of the most interesting things is we're not – talking about specifically IT, even though it is an MSP tone for sure. But like you said, cash flow, employee review, customer reviews, how to fire customer, like these are all generic business topics with the definite MSP flair to it. But I think, it has to be noted that we're doing this completely on our own time, voluntarily. And there's no sponsorship. There's no money that we're looking for from this.
Not yet.
We joked about. He says that. We joked
that's my about goal.
Making engraved glasses for our listeners with the IT for Lisky logo. But the irony is, we said whatever the proceeds are, we donate it to a charity. It's not like the intent is not. This is not a for-profit effort or even for-revenue effort. It's purely just three guys candidly talking about the industry, what we've learned, and the things in that we wish somebody would have told us when we started.
Yeah.
Right on. And it really does feel like sitting in on that, after sessions hangout at the bar at an event, both by sort of the voice and style you guys present and of course the built-in whiskey reviews as well.
Absolutely. And we have people listening from US, Canada, Sweden, Australia, England, Japan. Nice. So we got Dominican Republic, obviously got some people here. So it's a lot more countries than I ever expected.
Solid reach. Sounds good. So I'm curious, you touched on obviously expanding horizons in whiskey, but what else have you guys learned from doing the show so far?
Nothing.
Well, I think we've learned more about our personalities, what works. I have learned from Joe and Myron about I've learned things for my business from them for sure. There's a lot of information that comes from both of them. And I think the conversations we have syncs better than any show that I go to. Because you can go to a show and listen to somebody, but until you actually have a sit down talk with them and you really start to absorb and take on their ideas and their concepts, because it's really hard to change. Mm-hmm. You get set in your ways. Now they're still working on me on a few things. They're not done with me yet.
Oh no.
But it definitely has helped me. I enjoy getting together with the guys because, honestly, it's really hard for the three of us to get together.
Yes.
We're busy. And to carve this out, it's a big effort for us to do it.
Yeah. It's sometimes taking, you know, personal time, you know, from us, from the family and things like that to make it happen. I would agree that even, you know, I've learned from you know, the two of them, and you hear it in the podcast. There's times where I'm asking genuine questions because, you know, Craig may do something a certain way that I've never even thought about doing it that way, or Joe and whatnot. The review is a perfect example. I'm struggling with the employee reviews, and you know, Joe's got it all down pat, and you know, so that's you know, and I think Craig's got it down too now at this point. So
from Joe,
From Joe, exactly. So those are areas that we're each one are learning how to you know, evolve our businesses based on the experiences that we all have, and that's what we're trying to portray to our listeners.
And I agree. You know, some of the things that I've learned from Craig, I've learned how to fire a customer properly. I will say that. I always struggled with that one before I met you. And Myron, you know, I never understood the power of the channel as clear as you've kind of explained it to me. And I've seen your business prosper and grow because of it, and the way your channel business has excelled over the last couple of years. I never understood that fully until I witnessed it through your growth and your success. So, you know, there's, you know, and then there's other things obviously, but those are definitely the two number ones that I've learned from the two of you. So to kind of answer your question, Rob, you know, I think all three of us together collectively, we've kind of shared our intellectual property, shared our knowledge, shared our experience and our perspectives, and we've all grown because of it. And that's where I think that this show really has its biggest value, because it's uncensored, it's unscripted, it's very candid. And even during the show, as Myron said, you know, we are still learning as we go, because there's, like I said earlier, we have our monthly calls that we still do. We have our daily chat on our WhatsApp conversation that we still have. And we do talk shop in that a lot. And sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's business, but I'd say the majority of it is definitely business. But at the end of the day, the it's a non-stop ongoing learning process, even for us.
Yeah.
Because clearly we don't know everything, but well, Craig might know everything. The two of us, maybe not, but Craig thinks he knows everything.
I am the oldest.
We can
do
tell.
Respect our elders. Yes, we can tell. Santa Claus.
So,
ho, ho, ho.
So at this point, it sounds like there's a healthy plan to go forward. Where do you guys see the show going from here? I mean, aside from the obvious IT for whiskey glasses and perhaps total world domination, what are the goals and where do you see it going?
Well, I think that, and I'm going to speak for the three of us, and you guys can jump in. But I think that for me, I think the you know, continuing to grow this, potentially bringing in some guests in the future that are experts in certain areas. We've talked about somebody that knows about insurances or life insurances and things like that, how to set up an estate, things that. You know, as your business grows, those are things that you kind of need that you may not know who or how or what you need to do. We've actually talked about putting together an event, but I think it's more for us to just drink together.
I still like the idea.
I love the idea.
Live recordings but that's, and drinking session sounds good.
Yes.
But I think
we tried doing the live recordings together in San Antonio recently at an event, and it didn't work. We all went to our own rooms in the end because we couldn't. It just didn't work.
We were alone together.
An equipment upgrade.
Yes, for sure. But it's been a learning experience. I think that you know, we're just trying to, again, give back as much as we can. And if we can at some point then turn that into potentially, you know, like we said, the IT for whiskey glasses and give back in other ways, you know, I'm going to speak for the three of us. I don't think we're any of us are struggling financially. So it's not about making more money. It's really about, you know, being able to provide back some help to those that are starting or those that are struggling to grow.
All right. Perfect. So if I'm in, if I'm a VAR MSP and I'm hearing this and sound like something, you know, maybe I feel like I could join you for half an hour a week and gain some insights into running my business and maybe pick up a few good drinking tips while I'm at it. How do I subscribe? Where do I go? How do I learn more?
Craig, go for it.
ITforWhiskey.com.
Simple as that.
Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, Google Podcasts. We're on all the major podcasts as well as the domain. And it's IT4Whiskey. All one word.
They all work.
Yeah.
I've registered them all.
Good. There you go.
Even the F-O-R?
Yep.
Excellent foreplay.
See how we learn all the time.
There you go. Exclusive reveal right here. Gentlemen, thanks so much for taking the time. It's been a blast.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it.
There you have it. Business advice and whiskey insights from Myron Herrera, Craig Hickman, and Joe Yasiya. Thanks to all three of those gentlemen for taking the time to tell their story to us. Thanks to our sponsors for helping us do all this, of course. And thank you for joining us for the show. It's a bit of a different feel from the usual show this week, and I hope you liked it. It was a lot of fun to record. It came across very similar to the tone of the IT4 Whiskey podcast. So if you enjoyed the dynamic, please check them out at IT4 Whiskey or subscribe in your favorite podcatcher. Hey, we'll be back next week as we chat with Tech Data Canada's Irene Buchan and Eric Ledoux and find out what's new with the cloud business for Tech Data Canada. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.